Okay.
Let's do one on a Doris, D-O-R-I-S, Glover, G-L-O-V-E-R, date of birth 1-1-40. Today is 12-12. Miss Glover is a 90, no, she's an 82-year-old woman with history of hang on, this is electronic medical records. I'm trying to figure it out. With history of dementia, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Diminished appetite. Decubitus ulcer, muscle wasting, protein, calorie, malnutrition, on a puree diet. Is under hospice care for end stage dementia, period. Most recent laboratories showed albumin of blood glucose less than 60, albumin of 2.3.
How long has she been here, man?
Patient was recently hospitalized. You know why? Admitted to the hospital with shortness of breath. Okay. On or about 11/17/2022, patient is nonverbal, was found to have fever, shortness of breath, tachypnea. Patient's daughter is the power of attorney, Miss Dimitri, I just saw it. Oh, Demetria, D-E-M-E-T-R-I-A, Moore, who I had asked for mom to remain a full code, period. Patient's medication includes Depakote, Humalog insulin, as needed, lorazepam, Lexapro, Seroquel, Buspar, Colace, Icosamine, most recently levofloxacin because of her aspiration pneumonia. Pantoprazole and Senna. Medical problems include Alzheimer's disease, dementia, diabetes, chronic kidney disease, and blindness. Patient has never been a heavy alcohol or smoker in the past. On exam, it was noted that patient had a pneumonia with hypoxemia, tachycardia, and tachypnea. Patient subsequently was admitted to the hospital, was started on IV antibiotics, and upon discharge has been placed on hospice, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor, as this is the second hospitalization for this woman in the past 6 months. With aspiration pneumonia, period. Patient has a high risk of aspiration and is bedbound, as I mentioned, period. Patient's anemic with HMH of 10 and 31. Calcium of 9.2. Patient also was evaluated by wound care specialist regarding a stage 2 decubitus ulcer, period. New paragraph, upon hydration, patient's hematocrit dropped down to 25.9. INR and PTT and INR were elevated because of end-stage liver disease. period. Family history is not known. VBF system as above. Repeat chest x-ray showed worsening right lower lobe consolidation. It was also thought that patient had sacral decubitus and E. coli sepsis, period. Patient subsequently developed pleural effusion and a sarca related to renal insufficiency, period. Subsequently, patient has been admitted to back to the Crimson, CRIMSON, Heights, HEIGHTS, nursing facility for end-of-life care. Blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 98, respiration is 20, heart. Distant heart sounds, lungs, ronchi, decreased breath sounds in both bases, abdomen, soft. Patient is edentulous, oral mucosa is dry, neurological, severe weakness, but moving all four extremities. Skin, decreased turgor, severe muscle wasting noted. Assessment, recent hospitalization with aspiration pneumonia. Number two, decubitus ulcer, infected. Number three, dementia end stage. Number four, pneumonia appears to be aspiration in nature. Number five, pleural effusion. Number six, status post thoracentesis with 250 cc's of clear fluid recovered. Number seven, patient is expected to do poorly. Number eight, patient is very hospice appropriate and most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. Other comorbidities include hypertension, recurrent pneumonia, protein calorie malnutrition, anemia, cardiomegaly, decubitus ulcer, E. coli sepsis. Weight loss, status post thoracentesis. The daughter is contemplating making her mom a do not resuscitate, and that's pending at this time. We'll have hospital social work discuss this with patient's family as well as the nurses. Thank you.